I, like many, watched in rapt attention last Monday as fire ravaged the Cathedral of Notre Dame in Paris. I felt rather helpless as I watched the roof of that iconic building go up in flames, all the while hoping that the main structure could be saved. Indeed, through the efforts of many, the walls and the front edifice with their enormous bell towers were saved from the fire. The next morning, many stories were breaking about those who rescued the priceless treasures of the cathedral and took them to safety. We even heard about the chaplain of the Paris Police Department, a priest, who went into the burning building to rescue the Blessed Sacrament. The most moving image, in my opinion, was that of the large golden cross that still stood in the center of the sanctuary the next morning. That cross stood out among the rubble and the scorch marks on the building. It seemed even to still glow amid all of that destruction. And it struck me as I saw those images that that golden cross is a symbol of what we celebrate this morning. The cross of Jesus still stands among the debris of this broken world. It still shines, calling out to us as a reminder that everything will be okay because Jesus has conquered. Jesus has conquered death and the power of the evil one. The world and the devil did their darndest to destroy God, and he came back again, glorious and triumphant. My friends, sometimes we feel like that great cathedral now looks broken, bruised, and battered. The world does its best to bring us down. But our faith in Jesus and the power of his cross is a shining light, encouraging us, prompting us to move forward on our life's journey. All of the roads of our lives lead to the cross in one way or another. It might be the cross of physical illness, the cross of chronic pain, the cross of the death of someone whom we love, the crosses that are inflicted on us by the mistakes and indifference of others, maybe our parents or our spouse, maybe even our children. These crosses are an inevitable part of life. And very often, we can try to run away from the cross. And we run after those things that we think will make us happy. Power, glory, pleasure, honor. But, you know, we eventually learn that those things never satisfy. And as a matter of fact, sometimes they can leave us worse off than we were before. Notice the women in the gospel this morning. After they had been traumatized by watching Jesus be crucified, what was left for them to do? They probably felt hopeless. It was kind of like watching that cathedral burn on television. Eventually, I had to shut the TV off because there was just nothing that I could do. I went back to my daily tasks. There was nothing for those women to do on that first Easter Sunday morning except do what they were supposed to do, go out to the tomb and anoint the Lord's body, just as they would for any relative of theirs who died. The crosses that come into our lives can often leave us dazed and confused, wondering what's left to do. Where do I go? We should follow the example of these holy women in the gospel. We have to press on. And we press on not just by sort of white-knuckling it through, but we press on because of our faith in Jesus. We don't hear it in this morning's particular gospel passage, but as the verses continue, Jesus will walk into their confusion. Jesus will walk in to visit the women, to visit the apostles and the other disciples. He will walk in amid their confusion to prove that he is in fact alive. And not just resuscitated, but rather transformed. That he has been glorified. Our Lord Jesus walks into our confusion as well. The crosses that we face can leave us battered and confused. But Jesus walks in to encourage us on our path. He walks into our confusion by the kindness and the compassion of others. The women who first encounter Jesus after he's risen from the dead then go and tell the apostles and other disciples that they have seen him, that he's alive. And so Jesus can encourage us through the good words, through the example of the other people that he puts in our lives. Jesus walks into our confusion also through the community of the church, by being part of something that is larger than ourselves. And as Catholic Christians, we call that community our parish. It's a place where we feel like we belong, a place where we get in touch with something greater than ourselves, a community where God can reveal himself to us through our fellow disciples. If you are visiting today because you are looking for something bigger and greater in your life, I would encourage you to consider becoming a part of this community of disciples. We are certainly not perfect, and I will admit that I'm first on that line, definitely not perfect. But we are struggling together. We are journeying together as disciples of Jesus, and that togetherness makes all the difference. And finally, and perhaps most importantly, Jesus walks into our confusion through what we are doing right now, the Mass. In the celebration of the Mass, he comes to us in the Word, the Scriptures that we hear in the first part of Mass. It is as if God is speaking directly to us. And then he comes to us in the sacrament, in the Holy Eucharist. The body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus that is meant to be our food for the journey. Jesus comes to us to strengthen us through that food, to keep moving, to keep carrying those crosses, to see his resurrection as our destiny, just as it was his. Amid last Monday's tragedy, there were so many signs of hope, including the firefighters and first responders, the priests who went back into the burning structure, and the Parisians who filled the streets to pray and to sing together. And there were many others. Easter reminds us that because Jesus has risen from the dead, we too can have hope, that there are signs of hope all around us. The Lord Jesus has shown us that the only way to glory is to embrace the crosses that come into our lives. We must carry them, but we carry them with Jesus and keeping our eyes set on his glorious cross, which still shines despite all of the ravages of this world.